Good morning, Emmanuel, and welcome to worship here today at church. Particular word of welcome to those who are listening to the service by means of our taped ministry. For whatever reason it is, you're at home, not with us today. We do hope that you're going to enjoy the next 40 minutes or so of worship, and that it will bring you closer to the family of God worshipping today. I'm delighted to say there are no notices other than those in our weekly news sheet, but a particular word of thanks to multi-talented Jeff Gleed, who's not only leading our worship from the pulpit today, but also from the organ stool. Robert is preaching at Highworth, as they've now resumed a pattern of worship over in our sister church there. So we're very grateful to Jeff. Thank you very much indeed. I'll now light our candles and we'll have a few moments of quiet as we prepare to worship God.
Well, it is good to be with you. Of course, you normally see me at the organ, as Stephen says, but today you've got the best of both worlds, or not, as the case may be. Friends, we remind ourselves again that we've come to worship in the name of Christ. We've come to offer our praise and thanksgiving and to hear and receive God's holy word. We've come to pray for the needs of the world and to seek God's forgiveness for all that is not just wrong in our lives, but also in our world, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we may give ourselves anew to God's service. The psalmist says, "Lord, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Thanks be to God. Amen. Both our hymns are from the Wells Cathedral Choir, and the first one, which we very rarely have these days, I have to say, is one of my favourite hymns. "When morning gilds the skies, my heart awaking cries, may Jesus Christ be praised." I hope that during these difficult times we still feel that we're able to praise our Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus, I repent. May Jesus.
We now offer a prayer for the dedication of the offering. Let us pray. Loving God, we know that we can never repay all we owe you for all we have been given by your loving hand. So we bring you these gifts as a gesture of our gratitude and to thank you for all you are and all you mean to each one of us. Amen. We have our prayers of thanksgiving and confession. Let us pray. Lord God, you have called us to seek you, to know you, and to love you. And you have revealed your love in Jesus Christ, our Saviour and our God. And so we give you thanks and come to worship you now. Come, Lord, and let your presence be known, not only in our homes and in our lives, in our church and our communities, but also in our relationships and dealings with others. Come, Lord, with your light and your love. And this day, we remember those worshipping at Highworth United Reformed Church, our sisters and brothers in Christ, as Robert is leading worship for the first time since February. May they feel blessed as we feel blessed. And so we come now seeking your forgiveness, Lord, for anything in our lives and in our life generally, the life of this church, this world, which has saddened you, where there have been failures to live as followers in the way. There's so many things, Lord, that we could say now. But rather than speaking them out loud, we come in the quiet and stillness to lay before you our concerns and those things which trouble us, and we know trouble others, knowing that you are always there to hear, to help, and to heal. We would be still. Jesus Christ, light of the world, scatter the darkness from about us and within us, and help us to walk as children of the light. Help us to know that you love us and are with us always. We bring this, our prayer, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Saviour and our friend, as together we join in the words he taught his disciples and say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
The Bible reading this morning can be found from the Gospel of St. Matthew. I'm reading verses 13 to 16. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its taste, how can the saltiness be restored? It's no longer good for anything, but it's thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Stephen. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, as we all know by now, I'm sure, the clocks went back this weekend, giving us an extra hour in bed. Oh, what joy, I hear you say. But you know, I reckon a fair few people across the land forgot to reset their clocks. There's always some. And in some cases, I bet you they arrived at their destinations earlier than they needed to, and they probably were feeling robbed, actually, of that extra time they might have spent in sweet slumber. Were you in at that category? I wonder. You don't have to confess to me now, but I just wonder. There's got to be at least one in this congregation today. I've got to tell you that this was not in my reflection until last evening when Liz said, oh, look at this, this is quite amusing. It was, needless to say, on Facebook, but I thought it was quite funny, and sometimes we just need a smile in church, don't we? A guide to putting your clocks back on various items. I like this. A smartphone. Leave it alone. It does its own magic. A sundial. Move one house to the left. Oven. You'll need a master's degree in electronic engineering. Or alternatively, a hammer. And a car radio. It's not worth it. Wait 6 months and it'll be right again. So here we are then, at the beginning of longer, darker evenings and slightly lighter mornings. I don't know about you, but I've heard quite a number of people saying over the last few weeks that they're not looking forward to this winter at all, for all sorts of pretty obvious reasons, I guess. In fact, one person actually said to me the other day that he was absolutely dreading the thought of darker evenings. Let's face it, many people have had a pretty tough time over these past 30 weeks, haven't they? And I know that includes a good number of you folk as well. I'm aware that longer periods of darkness through the autumn and winter, coupled with the colder weather and a greater lack of warmth from the sun, can really cause even the most positive of us to feel somewhat depressed, or to say the least, very, if you like, anxious too. Having said that, I believe that as Christians we can, if we're in the right frame of mind, help both ourselves and others to be perhaps a bit more positive, a bit more helpful and hopeful, and dare I say, slightly more upbeat in these times by shining what I like to call our faith light of love into the darker recesses of our lives. And of course, I know that even if that's something that we find difficult, if we do start shining that light, we'll shine it for others as well. It's challenging, I know, But this is my message today. And I actually believe that that reading from Matthew's Gospel, a very well-known reading, is a very good guide for us in these times. You'll remember that Jesus uses three examples of what it means to live out our faith and be a meaningful presence in the world. He begins by saying that if no seasoning is added to the food we eat, then much of the flavour can be lost. The message here to me is simply that if we as Christians make no effort to affect the world around us for good, of course, then we are, quite frankly, of little value to God. We are the seasoning, if you like, adding a new dimension to people's lives and please God as well as our own. Jesus then gives what to me are two quite humorous examples, and I'm pleased the way Stephen actually read these. Firstly, how it's impossible to hide an entire city that's built on the top of a hill. And then he says, why bother to light a candle if you hide it where no one can see it? It's no use to anyone at all. So he tells us that if we live by faith in him, we will shine like lights. We can guarantee it. We will show others where we stand and what we believe in by being a living expression, a living example of God's love in action. I don't know how many people will have heard the name Eddie Askew. He worked for the leprosy mission for about 40 years, along with his wife Barbara. And he's been offering a thought for the day on BBC Radio Nottingham for a fair few years. And in one of his thoughts, his reflections, he says this: they were two rather ordinary vases of flowers. They sat at opposite ends of the table in church. They showed no flower arranging skills whatsoever, and they were just simple bunches of single mauve chrysanthemums standing there modestly and quietly. Then the clouds outside parted and the sun shone through a window high in the church. And it picked out one vase. Suddenly the dull mauve flowers were transformed. Suddenly there was a blazing with colour and the edges of the petals were bright with light. They looked absolutely glorious, whilst the other flowers were still half hidden in the gloom. My eyes kept moving from one bunch of flowers to the other. Which was I? I asked myself. Was I the dull, almost colourless flowers in the shade? Or was my life etched in light? Eddie ends by saying that in the Gospels, Jesus talks about bringing light into the dark places. And that, I do believe, and I emphasize yet again, is our task as followers in the way, in the here and now. And you know, friends, with all the many, many troubles that the world is having these days, it's weighing heavily, we know, on every individual and every nation. We are here, believe it or not, we are here to make a difference, a positive contribution through our life of faith. And I don't know about you, but I think what Eddie says in this short reflection links directly into what I've been trying to say. Now, you're a bright bunch. Do you get the link there? Clever, isn't it? Balls of flowers. Anyway, there we go. I'm sure you'll want to do your very best to spread light in our world, the light of Christ. I'm sure you want to spread the light of love and hope and joy and peace and wholeness, not just in your families, but with your neighbours and in the community of which we are each a part, and anywhere and everywhere that there is a degree of darkness. You can help, you know, through your faith in Jesus Christ. to help to turn people's darkness into light. Oh, we can't solve all the world's problems. We know that. We can't be everywhere. We know that too. But I was thinking of that little song that I learned in Sunday school, and I've used it a few times over the years. Jesus bids us shine with a pure, clear light, like a little candle burning in the night. And it ends with the words, "You in your small corner and I in mine." The writer of that hymn got it right. That's where we are now, more than ever before, each in our small corner. So let's light it up with our presence. One last, just few words from John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist Church. You've heard it before. "Lord, let me do all the good I can, as long as ever I can." Well, those are my thoughts for today, and I hope you find them helpful. Eddie Askew ends his reflection with a short prayer, which we can make personal and special for each one of us today. And it goes like this: "Lord of all beauty, shine your light on me today, that I may brighten up the lives of those I meet." So may God bless each one of us on our journey towards the light. In the name of Christ, amen. One of the things that we pray for is peace. Peace meaning wholeness as well as just an absence of war. And St. Francis of Assisi then endorses a lot more of what I've been saying. "Where there is hatred, let me show your love," and so on. And you know the tune, written by Sebastian Temple. And the Young Emmanuel Choir, who many people will not have heard, did make an LP with our church choir back in 1982, and the profits went to the new Prospect Hospice of its time. And it's not a particularly good recording, but I want you to have a listen now and make the words of Francis of Assisi, sung by Emmanuel Choir, part of our prayers today. I hope we'll get it in a minute. You started off right. Norman's gone to assist. Not working. Well, I've got a CD in my bag, but I don't think that we'll go through. Yes, we will. We've got time, haven't we? No. No. was worth the effort in the end. Hands up those who've never heard Young Emmanuel Choir sing before. Yes, I thought there would be a few. It's many years ago. Your daughter was in it, for one, Francis, and others. So we come to God with our prayers for the world and for others and ourselves. Let us pray. Lord, give hope to our world and peace in our hearts. Let your light and your love be known among us. Lord, we greatly rejoice in your presence among us. May we and your church proclaim your glory, your love, and your light. May we reveal you as the light to lighten all people. This day again, as every time we pray, we must remember with sadness the divisions of our world, a world we know that is not at peace, where people are often misused and abused, places of war and violence and natural disasters. May the nations come to know that peace which only you can give through your light of love. We pray that we may learn to live together more and more in harmony and fellowship for the good of all. Lord, we give thanks for family life, so different at the moment. We give thanks for our homes, for those who over the years have loved and cared for us, and many who continue to do so. And on this day we pray particularly for children and for the elderly. There are children who are anxious, and parents too. We think particularly not just of those in our own country who are going without food, but the many children and people of the world who don't know where the next meal is coming from. We think too of those elderly people who are either alone at home and seem to feel that they have no one to help, and others who are in care homes and who are anxious. We think especially of those families who've not been able to meet face to face as a result of the COVID-19 virus. So we remember all who are lonely at this time, all who are troubled and sad and anxious, all too are who are ill or bereaved. We think particularly of those amongst this congregation who have lost loved ones recently. We remember Vera Mabberley, whose sister Kath has passed away in the last week. Give thanks for the work of all doctors, nurses, carers, and everyone involved in support organizations seeking to help others in so many different ways, and those who continue to go about their normal duties in shops and supermarkets, on buses and trains, and in so many other occupations. We give thanks for those who may be celebrating something happy over this week, a birthday, the birth of a grandchild or great-grandchild, some good news has come their way. And Lord, we remember all who have now entered into the joy and peace of your glory and in your kingdom. We pray especially for those known to us. May they and we rejoice in your presence and your love. O light who lightens all, shine in our lives, we pray. And the peace of the Prince of Peace, the love of the Lord of Light, and the joy of Jesus our Saviour be within us and about us, now and always. Amen. I quoted John Wesley in The Reflection, and of course his brother was a hymn writer, as you well know, Charles, and another hymn we don't have terribly often, "Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise." My both hymns today, you may have noticed, have got this link of praise and glory and spelling out, if you like, in words of music, how we can, you know, really reflect the light and the love of Christ in our lives. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing.
Those who are able and feel they can to stand for our final blessing. Friends, let us go and proclaim the good news of the gospel, not just through words, but deeds, through what we say, what we do, and who we are. May others, as they meet with us, meet with Christ and know his living presence for themselves. Go and scatter the darkness of doubt and despair as you walk with God in the light of his love. And to God be the glory now and forever. Amen. And now please join with me in saying the following words. We are Emmanuel. God is with us. Alleluia. Amen.